morning, ladies and gentlemen. We've invited the first class. Now we're inviting the executive platinum, emerald, sapphire.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back Lee Harris. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks, Rhea. No descriptive word this week, so the standards are slipping already, look.
Yeah, I was getting there. The gallant Lee Harris. But I might reconsider that now.
You just done it on the fly, so well done. That's perfect.
Actually, I have it written down today.
Did you? Well done, you.
And of course I forgot it because I had it written down. That's pretty much par for the course with me. If I hadn't written it down, I would have been good to go.
That's exactly how it works.
And I have to say that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the 70s.
Well done.
Right?
70s, you've got it right.
So what's going on in the world of travel? I mean, we are, of course, now you are back in lockdown in New Zealand. So that doesn't bode very well for the travel situation in New Zealand. You can't even travel from your home to, you know, the local store. So there we are. Let's start off with Singapore.
Yeah, so I wasn't going to talk about New Zealand, but I'll quickly just mention them actually anyway. Obviously, yeah, we are back in lockdown. It was originally for 3 days. It's been extended to a week. We're hearing of reports that 70% of flights are being cancelled at the moment with regards to flights in and out of New Zealand. So just be aware, if anybody has flights that are due to depart from Auckland or from Wellington or Christchurch internationally, please check with your provider. There is a chance it could be cancelled. So just quickly that with regards to New Zealand. But yeah, going back to Singapore anyway. Singapore, they are opening up quarantine-free travel to fully vaccinated individuals from Germany and Brunei. The restrictions placed on travellers from Germany and Brunei are set to be relaxed on September the 8th. But strict rules will still apply for those taking advantage of the scheme. They will need to take 4 PCR tests. They will need to be as follows. Within 48 hours of departure, then on arrival at Singapore airport, passengers must still self-isolate until this test comes back negative. They'll also have to do one on day 3 after arrival and on day 7 after arrival. So it's quite a laborious process, unfortunately. Of course, some other rules need to be followed besides making COVID-19 swabs into a new hobby. So as the name suggests, an entire course of the COVID-19 vaccine is required for this to work. Prospective travellers must also receive the final dose of an approved vaccine at least 14 days ago. They must also have spent the preceding 21 days in Germany. Now, to qualify for the program, travellers will need to apply for a vaccinated travel pass. During application, they will pay for the day 3 and 7 PCR tests. Visitors must also have travel insurance covering COVID-19 medical costs up to a value of at least $30,000, and they must download the Singapore contact tracing app.
Travel is getting a little bit more complicated even as it opens up.
It is indeed. Not straightforward, is it? 4 lots of PCR tests in the space of 7 days. So it's crazy. But I guess if people need to get to Singapore, then that's the hoops you've got to jump through, unfortunately, at the moment.
Well, cross that one off my list. What's going on with the COVID-19 EU vaccination gateway? There's more countries that have been added to that list.
There have, yeah, this is quite good news, actually. So COVID-19 vaccination passports issued by North Macedonia, Turkey and Ukraine will now be accepted for travel to the EU and the Schengen area countries. This started from August the 20th after the EU Commission adopted 3 equivalence decisions for these countries. This means that the relevant authorities in these 3 countries will be connected to the EU system, and the COVID-19 certificates issued to their citizens will now be accepted in the EU. That's under the same conditions as the EU digital COVID certificate. For anybody who is still slightly unaware or not quite sure of what the EU digital COVID certificate does for travel, please jump onto my LinkedIn. I've put up a little diagram today to show you exactly how it works. Super easy, super quick, and it just tells you everything you need to know.
Brilliant. Well, of course, and I'm going to say it again, and I say it just about every week. If you want to know what's going on in the world of travel, join Lee's LinkedIn, because whatever is happening as it happens, it is there. So I can pretty much guarantee you that there is no one comprehensive site that is better than Lee's LinkedIn for all travel news. What's going on in Germany?
Yeah, so as of Sunday, August 15th, the US is now classified as a COVID high-risk area. That's under Germany's classification system for international travel. With the new requirements in effect, passengers will need to provide proof of the following. They will need a digital registration on entry with a confirmation of the completion of the form when boarding their flight and when arriving into Germany. Passengers must also provide proof of full vaccination or recovery from COVID-19 and may need to show this before boarding. Passengers also who are not fully vaccinated or cannot prove recovery from the virus must quarantine at home for 10 days. The quarantine can be shortened with a negative test result taken 5 days after entry. Travellers may still travel to Germany with a negative test result. However, those test results will not get a passenger out of the 10-day quarantine requirement or even get to short of it.
And Austria.
Yeah, so the Austrian authorities have decided to impose an expiry date on vaccination certificates that have been issued in the United Kingdom. As such, it's been announced that Austria will not accept UK travellers' vaccine certificates that indicate that the holder took the second vaccine dose more than 270 days ago. From my mind, I think that works out to 9 months. This means that vaccination certificates that have been issued to a relatively small number of persons who've been fully vaccinated in January will no longer be valid in October. Similarly, the passes that were issued by the end of April will only remain valid until the end of January. It has been noted that even after the expiry date of the vaccination certificate, UK travellers will still be able to enter Austria by providing a negative COVID-19 test result or proof indicating that the traveller has recovered from the virus. Nonetheless, in such cases, travellers from the UK will have to self-isolate for anything between 5 to 10 days.
Let me ask you that, you know, now we are seeing that people are saying that we're going to have booster shots and we're going to have to, like the flu shot, we're going to be having this vaccine year after year. Do you think we're going to see that reflected in other countries requesting that we have booster shots or we have indeed the shot over and over again?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's going to become common practice for most countries. Austria, the ones who took the plunge first, guaranteed you'll see there'll be a few sort of trickling after that, and then eventually you'll find that probably all countries or the majority of countries will then put a time frame in place for how long you can enter with your vaccine passport. I know full well, talking people back in the UK, that they're now talking about having booster jabs at the end of this year for people who had it at the start of the year. So you know, it looks like it's a common practice. It seems to be around about that 9 month period that they're saying that, you know, if you're vaccinated, that's how long you have until you need your booster. It's going to be very similar to the flu jab every year. And it's just another thing we're going to have to get on board with.
Actually, I hate needles. I really hate needles. And the fact that I went and got vaccinated the first time around, which took 2 needles, I'm like, can't you just make that like last forever?
Unfortunately not.
No, I guess. Right, Finnair.
Yeah, Finnair, like Lufthansa, believes that fabric masks are not as efficient as medical masks when it comes to protecting passengers from being exposed to the coronavirus. As such, the Helsinki-based airline says that as of August the 16th, cloth face masks would no longer be permitted on Finnair flights. Instead, passengers will now be required to wear a valveless respirator mask that meets N95 standards.
Will they be providing them? Like, how will they have some at the gate, or will you be able to purchase them?
They've not specified. My guess is they probably will have some there for people to at the start anyway. If people are unsure of the of what's in place, they'll have some probably just at boarding or at check-in. And eventually, once they know that people are on board and they understand what's going on, then they'll eventually take them away, and it'll be up to the regular passenger to make sure they have the correct stuff.
Because when masks first sort of started to come in, there was a huge amount of masks being, mass produced straight across the face of the planet. And, a ton of them were just pieces of cloth that, wouldn't stop, an elephant if it needed to. Bad analogy, but whatever works. But it's true. I mean, none of these masks really, unless you literally go into the pharmacy and say, I need a mask to prevent COVID. You can go into any fashion boutique and find masks nowadays, but none of them, you don't know if they're actually certified and protection of any sort, which I think is a detriment to society as a whole, because you think you're going in, you think you're protecting yourself with a mask, but literally all you've done is bought yourself a really expensive piece of fabric that does absolutely nothing for you.
Exactly right. Yeah. I mean, along with that as well, I see, you know, countless YouTube videos and all the rest of it, people making their own masks with cloth and all the rest of it. Especially when it comes to travel, I mean, obviously you need to get one that's fit for purpose first and foremost, because if not, what's the point in wearing one? But especially with travel, you know, if it's going to be the difference between whether you can travel and whether you can't travel, then you probably are best to go to a pharmacy or somewhere, you know, medically trained or whatever, where they have the correct PPE gear and you can get the stuff that's actually going to do the job.
I'm just going to go out and buy myself a gas mask.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You know, then there's no way that I know anything will pass through that. And I will make quite a stir wherever I go.
You will. I mean, you talked about enough already, Rhea, I'm sure. But I mean, that would just ramp up a little bit more.
Oh, that'd be so hot. Austrian Air.
So Austrian Airlines yesterday shared that from August the 23rd, it will be piloting baggage drop-off directly on trains heading to Vienna Airport from Linz and Salzburg. This test will run until October 31st, 2021. Now, with the launch, travellers can check in their luggage during their train journey. Here, their bags will be tagged before being transported to their final destination. Therefore, passengers can head straight to their gate after arriving at the airport.
Makes things simple. Good idea.
Yeah, nice and straightforward. I mean, it saves a hell of a lot of time than, the hassle of getting your luggage on a train, getting it off when you get to the airport, then rechecking in again. So it strips all that way. And especially now, you know, when you've got all the rest of the stuff of PCR tests that have got to be checked and COVID vaccine passports, at least that's one thing that's not going to slow you down.
Exactly. You know, travel has definitely become, you know, now that things are opening up and we can travel again, it's wonderful, but it has become sort of like it used to be maybe 20 years ago, because we literally travel had gotten to the point where it was just like boarding a bus going, you know, from one block to another. You could just jump on board a plane with your thing and in 2 seconds and be wherever you were going. And it was like, you know, morning you would go and night you would commute, basically. But now with the pandemic, it has actually gotten back to something that you really have to put some thought into.
Yeah, you do. And it's not something. It's not something you can leave for, up until the day before you're going to go. You have to really plan, you know, a good week or 2 weeks in advance. Then make sure that you've got your PCR tests when you need them. You've got your vaccination passport. You've got everything else that you need to travel with. A lot of thought does have to go into it at the moment.
So no more stag do's where, you know, you get the potential, you get the groom all drunk and put him on a plane to, for example, Ibiza.
Yeah, I'm sure, places like Ibiza and Eastern Europe, they must be right chuffed at the moment.
And of course, we've got crew questions.
We have. We received a question from Connor today, basically wanting to know why he's been asked to apply for a Canadian electronic authorization form to allow him to travel on an Air France flight between Paris and Papeete in the French Polynesia. It's a good question, Connor, and the reason is that there are two carriers who operate flights from Paris to Papeete, those being Air France and Air Tahiti Nui. Now, although they show as a direct flight when you book them, the reality is that both have a technical stop in Vancouver. Basically, this meaning as you touch down in Canada, although you are not leaving the plane, it's a technical stop. You do still need to have the relevant documentation to enter Canada. And in your case, Connor, that would be an electronic authorization form. That's why your travel provider is telling you to get a Canadian enter.
So they're not even leaving the plane?
No, technical stop. They don't get off the plane. It's on the tarmac for an hour and 45 minutes. And then they're on their way again, but you do still have to have the correct documentation to enter Canada. So for most people from Europe and all the rest of it, it's just the Canadian ETA, which is similar to the US ESTA. But other people, it may be that they would actually need to get a proper visa.
You know, bureaucracy is just absolutely asinine.
Yeah, I mean, it's an experience, isn't it? It's just another thing to add to the wonders of travel at the moment.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what? We keep saying it over and over again that there's, governments, thought processes, lack thereof. It is what it is, right?
Indeed. Yeah, we love them, don't we?
Yeah, I think I should be queen of the world.
I'm seconding that. I'll happily, yeah, I'll be your VP.
And then you'll arrange for me to be knocked off so you can take my place.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, probably. We won't
leave
it too
long. And then you can be queen of the world.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Riley,
you would make a lovely queen.
I would make a lovely queen.
You would. Lee, I have to say thank you again. As always, it's been very, very informative and a pleasure.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure to be here. And I'm sure I'll see you next week. In lockdown, probably. I'm not expecting to get out anytime soon. I may be a raging alcoholic by the time we get there.
Do you know what? Some people would feel sympathy for you being in lockdown, but I'm not one of them. I'm actually fairly jealous.
Yeah. Do you know what? I shouldn't complain. I'm quite enjoying it.
It's heavenly. I mean, when you're in imposed lockdown, you know, for someone like me, that is heaven because, you know, then everybody's in the same boat and you don't feel like such a weirdo, you know, staying at home all the time and being forced to stay there because you just love being there and you don't want to interact with the human population anyway. So when the government makes it a mandate, you're like, yeah, right?
You've been waiting your whole life for, haven't you, Rhea?
Yes, right. See, there goes my whole shot at queen of the world because I now everyone knows what I truly think. They would never vote for me because they would know that I would put the world on lockdown.
An indefinite lockdown for everybody.
Right. Y'all stay home. You're not smart enough to stay out. Okay, that didn't work. I'm always sticking my foot in my mouth, aren't I? But no, I didn't really mean that. What I meant... Yeah, I meant that. So anyway, Lee, again, thank you ever so much. And I have to say that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the 70s. And we will provide all the links below this interview to follow Lee on LinkedIn and to, of course, follow Blue Marine Travel. Because if you were thinking of flying anywhere, and of course, we're heading to show season, we are heading to season changing. So it's, you know, now is the time that people are paying very close attention to flights and countries and where they can enter and vaccinations and you know, lockdowns and whatever else. So we'll provide those links so that you can definitely stay up to date.
Perfect. Sounds good.
You've been watching another issue of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.